I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Due to terrorism, the Egyptian government announced this week an extension of the state of emergency for another 3 months. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says just before the new year, assailants killed 2 Christian shop owners, 6 churchgoers, and a policeman, and ISIS claimed responsibility. Now, the Coptic Church will be celebrating Christmas this weekend, and it's an especially vulnerable time for them. So here's how to pray.
We have a great God who is sovereign. So I guess we could be praying for God's comfort on those who've lost loved ones in these attacks and a full recovery for those who've been injured. And we can pray that perpetrators would be brought to justice.
And let's also pray that the attackers would encounter the gospel and be transformed. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's talking about its best evangelism project yet. It's Zero Conversion Coaching. Evangelism Director Doug Shelp shares.
So there's a false narrative as to, like, my context is too difficult, or we're closed to the gospel, or we don't believe enough in this, or we don't have access. And in the process of coaching, within about 4 or 5 months, the real problems begin to emerge. And what we realize is they just have never been helped over time to take risks of faith to help their non-Christian friends move along the thresholds of conversion.
And it's a tool that's worked 100% of the time. InterVarsity is training another 10 campuses in 2018. So let's pray for these campuses, their students, and the impact of God's Word. Find your place in the story. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and together, the Great Commission happens. Find ways to get involved through links you'll find at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.